Better crash protection. We all need that. You can reserve your copy today at Staples. Yeah, they've got that. With an Eagle Eye on Traffic, I'm Eric Stevens on the new Eagle 96.9 All Classic Hits.
Aren't you tired of feeling like no matter how much... Kids killing kids. Who's to blame? Pick your target. Good morning. 77 degrees right now at about 641. I'm Pat Powers, 2020 News and the new Eagle 96.9. The latest incident of a mad kid with a gun is from Richmond, Virginia, where a 45-year-old teacher and 74-year-old volunteer were shot by a 14-year-old boy. They're both expected to be okay. The count so far over the last 9 months, 14 people dead, 40 people injured by boys with guns at school. Here at home, the killer kid was in a car. 16-year-old Purcell charged, Bobby Purcell, charged with murder. Channel 12 News reporting a search warrant indicating Purcell admitted the shooting to a friend about 20 minutes after it happened. Here at home, the Justice Department announced they're going to investigate the Arizona voter fraud prevention fraud form. The investigation is a result of a letter of concern sent to Janet Reno at the U.S. Attorney General's office by Arturo Vargas, executive director of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. The Justice Department is investigating. Sports! Phoenix Mercury won their third in a row last night. This is so sweet. Actually, I think it was the second in a row, wasn't it, Sam?
Third, sorry.
Whoops! Anyway, they beat the Washington Mystics 69-54 in the World Cup soccer, for those of us who really aren't into this thing. The USA lost to the Germany team. And who are the Germans, Sam? Do you know? Nope, we don't know. 2-0, that's the score. They play Iran on Sunday. And in hockey, the Detroit Red Wings go after their second straight Stanley Cup in Washington tonight. They're leading the series 3-0. Weather-wise, things are going to be heating up probably fairly rapidly. Say thank you so much to El Nino for the nice temperatures, because here's what we usually expect about this time of year. High temperature in the hundreds, probably 102 today. Overnight, not bad. Not bad. 70 degrees. You can't complain about that. 77 right now. Pat Powers here, 2020 News and the new Eagle, 96.9.
All classic hits, Eagle 96.9.
Eagle 96.9, 647. I'm Charlie Van Dyke along with Mary Riley. What are these guys up to?
Stick around at 7 o'clock. We'll let you know why we're having all this fun.
I've been crying.
Good morning, it's Jammin' Oldies, Eagle 96.9, 649. I'm Charlie Van Dyke.
I'm Mary Riley.
Sunshine warm today, nice one, about 99 for the high. All right, Mayor.
Yes.
Music is such a subjective thing, you know?
Oh, very much so.
What you like, what you don't like. Well, there's actual medical research. Dr. Susan found this one for me that shows that the kind of music you listen to can make you smarter.
Well, you can tell that by looking at the cars, what people are listening to.
Okay. Does exposure to any kind of music make a child smarter?
I would think so.
What about jazz or rock, or what about heavy metal?
I would think any music is gonna do some things for a kid's brain.
There's a little guy named David Merrill. He's a senior at a school in Suffolk, Virginia, and he put together a test on the assumption of different kind of music, and he put it in for his science fair project. Did real well. Okay, here's what he did. He ran 72 mice through a maze, and he found that on average, they needed 10 minutes to find their way through the maze. On average.
Fair enough.
And then he divided them into three groups, exposing one of them to heavy metal, the band Anthrax, if you know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
The second one to classical music by Mozart, and then a control group heard no music at all. Okay, so that's exactly the way you're supposed to do it. At the end of the 4 weeks, he timed the mice as they maneuvered through the maze. The control group averaged 5 minutes to get through the maze, the ones that didn't hear any music at all.
Okay.
The Mozart mice got through in just a minute and a half.
Wow. The heavy metal mice?
The Anthrax group took an average of 30 minutes.
They just didn't have any interest.
I had no clue.
It's a lifestyle thing. 6:50 now at Jammin' Oldies. Let's check in with Eric Stevens for a look at the roads. What?
Are you guys playing Anthrax out there?
There we go. We're playing
saving
with
that
something.
For Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what, I don't know what this disco stuff does to the traveling speeds on the freeways, but people are boogieing along pretty good on most of the freeways. We don't have any trouble spots, so that's good. The Anthrax drivers are on I-17 from Thunderbird down through Bethany Home Road. The 51 is moving along slowly, not too bad, though, moderately, from Glendale through Bethany Home Road. Papago light on and off between 59th and 27th Avenue, and US 60 from Stapley to Country Club. Accidents, thumbs up, we're not doing bad at all. None reported right now. Oh, but there is a friendly place where the food's always fresh and service always fast and friendly. It's your nearby Mobile on the Run convenience store. Why not stop in today for a fresh hot cup of coffee? With an eagle eye on traffic, Eric Stevens on the new Eagle 96.9 All Classic Hits.
Are you a boring person?
Eagle
96.9.
Jam at Oldies, Eagle 96.9. Hi there, who's this?
Rob.
Hi there, you like disco?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite disco song?
I don't have any particular song, mostly by Bee Gees.
Okay, we'll get some of that on for you, too. Yeah, we'll get that on for you as well. We will tell you at 7 o'clock what the heck this is all about, folks. You're smiling, I can see it. Just can't hear it. Now she's giggling. Jam at Oldies, Eagle 96.9. So what are these guys up to? What's
good
happening?
Good morning.
It's 7:01. I'm Charlie Van Dyke.
I'm Mary Riley.
You know, for about 2 years, I wrote for the Arizona Republic for the radio column. And I used to write about stuff like this happening here. And one of the things that listeners always told me was that they hate it when things happen and they don't have a chance to know about it beforehand. So we're going to tell you about it beforehand.
Yeah, we don't want to catch a surprise, catch off guard.
This radio station was sold almost a year ago.
It was October.
Yeah, by Nationwide Communications to JCOR.
The entire company.
Yeah, and, yeah, the whole company. We got Nationwide had a bunch of them across the country, and they sold the whole thing, which kind of came as a surprise even to some of the top management of Nationwide. They were thinking they were going to go buy some more, and when they went up to tell the big dogs in the big suits what the company was worth, they said, well, sell it. So they did.
We want the money, honey.
Sold the whole thing. And you never know what's going to happen when you do that. You never know what the new guys are going to want to do.
It's their station now.
You know, it will be soon. And the closing is expected to be about on or before August 15th.
Hey, that's my birthday.
Well, that'll be a nice surprise
wow,
for you.
Wow, that'll be really special. Chapter 32 is going to be great.
So what happened at this point is the new guys, the three of the suits from JCOR came through and met with our staff and our sister station, KZZP. And they think KZZP is kind of pretty, so they're going to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
But the growth of audience on this station has not been adequate to satisfy the financial desires of the new owners.
Oh, good one, Charlie. Good spin.
Yeah. So we came on the air about 8 months ago with this, and it didn't get much chance to grow. A lot of us have had a lot of fun with it, but the bottom line is that the new guys have decided that they can do something a whole lot better, and that they have no need for anybody who currently works on the air here. So on or about that time, we will all be leaving. In the meantime, we've been asked to keep going, which is an interesting deal.
You don't have a job pretty soon.
Yeah. So just so you know, that's it. And I think you need to understand that everybody's okay, because this is radio, and that's the way it goes.
We knew that it was very possible.
Odds were high of that to
right.
begin with.
And as soon as you enter this industry, you know the odds are high.
In pretty rapid order, you need to make huge, huge ratings gains. And this format grows slowly. That's been known across the country. It just didn't grow fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to blow it up. We don't know what they're going to do because they won't say. And they don't need anybody here to help them do it. So at this point, we wish them. We wish them. Yeah. It's radio. So everybody will be scattering out here within about a month, folks. And just for me, I want to say it's been a ball.
Paper or plastic?
Yeah, right. I can supersize that for you.
I've had a great time, Charlie.
I value the friendships I've made, and it's been delightful. We don't know how long we'll have. They may pull it any time now. So at least, folks, now you know. And we thank you for all the time you spent with us. It's been wonderful.
And we're just going to have some fun while we can.
So that's why all the craziness this morning. Again, the management team they've got here has been very good-hearted with us, and they said, hey, just play. Have a good time. I mean, we'll play some of your favorite tunes until something else happens, but in the meantime, we don't know how long we're with you, and we thank you for being here. And what do you do when that happens in radio?
What do you do, Charlie?
Party on. Eagle 96.9. Hi, folks. It's 7:08. I'm Charlie.
I'm Mary.
And let's see what's on your mind today. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you say that you and Mary were leaving, and...
What is happening here, folks? Okay, there we go. Got it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just sorry to hear that you guys were leaving. Actually, I switched radio stations to listen to you guys. So.
Well, appreciate your call very much. We don't get a choice.
Yeah.
If we're lucky, though, you can do that again.
You never know. See, that's one thing about being let go. We can go anywhere.
There's another door opening up now.
Yeah. Well, I wish you guys the best, and I'm really sorry to hear you're going.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Good morning, 709. Hi there.
Charlie.
Yes.
Mary, I just got the bad news, woke up to the bad news, and I want you to know when it's time for you to go, it's time for me to go.
Well, you're very
sweet.
Kind to say that. You've been very kind. It's just a business decision, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. I MBA accounting, I know, but sometimes buying and selling, you got to draw the line somewhere. So let us know where you go, and we'll be there.
Hey, you're a good man. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it.
Talk later.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi, it's the Eagle. Good morning.
Yeah, I think it sucks.
Well,
and from another perspective.
It didn't actually make our day, but...
I can imagine.
So that's... but it really, it's not to beat up the new guys. It's just to let you know, because I meant what I said. When I worked for the paper, a lot of listeners said, I hate it when my favorite station changes and I don't get to know about it. So we wanted to make sure that you knew about it.
Yeah, well, I think it sucks. I mean, I even switched from country to listen to you guys. And now, if you guys leaving, I'm going back.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning. Hi there, 710. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're okay. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Well, until I heard of the problems you're having, that sucks.
Well.
I mean, I used to listen to your sister station, KZDP, they changed. And they changed the staff and everything, and then they went straight to music and no commentary, and I changed stations and went to you, got the commentary as well as music.
Right.
And now they're going to change this, and I'm going to change stations again.
Well, you know, you have to see what they do. We don't know what they're going to do. It may be something you like.
Every time they've done this, they always go to, we don't need commentary, just straight music. Everyone wants to hear music. Oh, no, they don't. People like to hear commentary, too. It breaks up your day.
Well,
but someone else has problems, too, you know? It's like...
It's kind of you to call.
Well, I'm going to be listening to find out where you guys go, because I'm going to be following you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's 7-Eleven. Good morning, Ziegle. Hi there.
Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Peoria Mike. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
I'm all done August 1st.
August 1st?
Yep, that's the end of this station.
Well, this is not the purpose of the announcement to have you.
I know it, but you guys are making this station, that whole crew, you and Eric and Tony and Jeff in the afternoon. I switched from KSLX, and that's where I guess I'm going back to when you guys leave.
Well, I appreciate your call. I want to make it real clear, folks. The idea is not to bash the guys that bought this, because they got to make the decision they think is right. It's just...
We don't need another one of those... What's this new music that the kids like? This
who knows?
Stuff?
We don't know. Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Thanks,
hello
Mark.
There. Siegel. Hi.
Hi, guys. This is Chris, the civics teacher.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Great.
Well, I'm not. I know. It's not to bash the new guys. I understand that. But, you know, a lot of us have stayed with you guys. We love you guys. And I do appreciate you letting us know ahead of time, because I am one of those people who just hate to turn the radio on one day and all of a sudden you're gone.
Right.
And I know you can't really tell us where you're going when you do get to go someplace. But believe me, a lot of us are going to be scanning that dial until we find you guys.
Well, you're very kind. Appreciate the call. And thanks for all the warnings.
Maybe we will be able to tell. Because, you know, what else are they going to do, fire us?
Well, and who am I going to be able to complain about politics and stuff?
You're very kind.
But,
well, I do want to say one thing. The management team here, they do have Bruce Blevins is one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever worked for. And Sean Holly, our program director, they're both leaving the station as well.
Absolutely. Two of the best people I've ever worked with.
And I let them know we're going to let you guys know this morning. And they said that was fine. So we want to stay with the high road here, folks. That's the important part. Hi, Eagle. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
I can't take it. I can't take this anymore. What are you doing?
We are doing nothing.
No, we're going home.
You're going home.
Taking our purple crayon and going home.
No. So I just brought in my favorite oldies and dance music, and then, so we're just playing a little bit today. We don't know how long we have. It'll be a few more weeks, probably.
I hope so. I love your radio station. They cannot do this to me.
Well, you're very kind. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
They can't do this to you.
Well, they sure can.
No, they did.
They
did.
Is there any way we can call them and tell them no?
I don't even know who to call. No,
that's just how it works.
That's corporate America radio. There's not even anybody to call. Isn't that fun? Hi, good morning, Eagle. Hi there.
Hi, I just want to say no.
Well, you're kind.
I can't believe this is happening.
Well, we got some time left, so let's party on. That's what we have to do, okay?
Come out swinging.
Okay.
Every time I get attached to a station, this is what happens.
Well, at least you know, you see, so the shock won't be so big.
Yeah,
I appreciate your call.
And
thanks.
We do appreciate that.
All right, we'll get back to your calls. Appreciate it. 7:13 here at the Eagle.
Texaco Star Mart presents Great Moments in Convenience Store History.
That's 945-3242.
We'll check on traffic here in a second. Hi, good morning, the Eagle. Thanks for holding.
Hey,
hi there.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, this is Eric in Tempe.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to tell Mary I'm really going to miss her.
Aw.
Thanks, Eric.
You're a nice guy. I appreciate the call, man. It's Eagle. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? This is Bobby from Buckeye.
Yes, sir.
If this is the last chance I get to tell you guys, I'm going to tell you just like my kids say, you guys are the bomb.
That's so cool.
You're kind, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey.
Okay.
I'm here with Glennis Brooks.
Yep, I'm right here.
I'm sorry.
I was here with Glennis Brooks, actually. Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that to reflect on something. This reminds me of the time that a gentleman decided to change the flavor of Coke.
Point well taken.
7:17
Thank you,
right
man.
Now.
Appreciate your call, sir. Thank you.
We're jamming oldies today. Eric Stevens is here with Eagle Eye Traffic. Is it jamming?
Yeah, I'm jamming to you. I'm loving it. Got my boogie shoes on, my boogie shoes. You know what I always say? Don't fix it if it ain't broke. That's what I always say, but I don't know what
I wish my brothers had said that when they had my roller skates that time.
Really? Well, did you take a good spill on those roller skates?
No, they were going to make a go-kart with them.
Oh, okay. Whatever. You know, when you took a good spill on the Red Mountain Freeway, it's off left. How's that for a transition, huh? Off left, westbound at Scottsdale Road. You want to watch us for DPS crews and pretty heavy delays. Working your way back from the Price 101 interchange to the accident, then more slowing westbound from 32nd Street right on up to the State Route 51. Coming down I-17 from Thunderbird through Bethany Home Road is slow. An accident is blocking things up right in the area of Peoria. DPS crews are showing up. And a car fire. Watch for the blazer at Hayden and Shea Boulevard. Scottsdale's photo radar program is called Focus on Safety. It uses photo radar and red light cameras to help reduce collisions. Last year, crashes were down 20% in the high-collision locations. With the Eagle Eye on Traffic, Eric Stevens on the New Eagle, 96.9 All Classic Hits.
Eagle 96.9.
Jam it oldies. Eagle 96.9, 7:21. I'm Charlie Van Dyke.
I'm Mary Riley. That's fun to say.
Well, we're going
to
do that today, and then we thought maybe tomorrow we would do all TV themes.
Yeah.
There's some fun stuff there, and maybe all Christmas.
We've got all Christmas.
I think we ought to do a Spanish day. You got some CDs at home, Patricia? No, got none of that.
We can do kind of an 80s alternative kind of thing, too.
Or here's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's got a garage. I feel like Andy Rooney. You know, the old, never mind. I have a couple of songs I'd just love to hear on the radio. Well, I just bring them, and you can decide if you'd like to hear them on radio, too.
Sure.
How about we do a garage sale one day, too, like they do in the small markets?
Wouldn't that be groovy?
Give away all the stuff we don't need anymore.
Stuff they have to sell.
Pat's got a check on the news coming up here next on the Eagle.
Talk so hot, you'll want to sue us, but don't. We're between owners, and the funds are frozen. It's Charlie Van Dyke and the Early Eagles with all the news that's fit for radio. Strike up a conversation at 260-0969. The new Eagle 96.9, all classic hits.
Oh, no, I gotta get these boots off.
Death and taxes. Count on it. 77 degrees right now. Good morning, I'm Pat Powers. 2020 News on the New Eagle 96.9. A drive to get rid of the state's individual income tax has fizzled. Michael Murphy reporting for The Republic this morning. A lack of time and a shortage of paid people to circulate those pesky little petitions. The reason why. Let's figure out why the car ahead of you is so slow with an Eagle Eye look at traffic now from Eric Stevens.
I'll tell you why the Red Mountain Freeway is so slow. We have an accident off left at Scottsdale Road. Delays heavy from from the approaching the Price 101 freeway to Scottsdale Road, then more slowing right up through State Route 51 from 32nd Street. Look for a car fire, Shea and Hayden, and an accident 27th Avenue in Glendale. Why go the distance for a good time? Starting June 19th, you could take the drive to Salt River's new Casino Arizona. Come to the grand opening of Casino Arizona's card room June 19th, right on the corner of 92nd Street and McKellips. With an eagle eye on traffic, Eric Stevens on the new Eagle, 96.9, all classic hits.
Thank you, Eric. The southern border line of the United States is 2,000 miles long. Thousands of people every day are trying to get over it, most of them coming from poverty that you can only imagine. And some of them bringing in a little something American consumers want. Some consumers, anyway. Yeah, drugs. A lot of people already here want the illegal newcomers to stay out, and they're suggesting the military line up on the southern front to protect us. The country's drug czar was here yesterday. He says military troops won't work. Do you really want U.S. armed troops involved in domestic law enforcement? Here's news. Real coffee without caffeine. Science has created the coffee plant without the caffeine gene. So excuse me, but what's the point here on that one? What's going on in Scottsdale? Word from the police department that Matthew Zier, who's been a cop now for 13 years, is on paid leave while superiors investigate accusations that he had a whole lot of pictures of naked teenage girls. Sports. Phoenix Mercury protected their perfect record last night, defeating the Washington Mystics 69-54. As for the Diamondbacks, they're in Cincinnati playing the Reds. That happens tonight. Weather-wise, we're looking for a warm one. High temperature could hit 102. Right now, we're looking at 77 degrees. I'm Pat Powers, 2020 News on the new Eagle 96.9.
726 indeed. Good morning, folks. I'm Charlie Van Dyke along with Mary Riley. Hi there. Thanks for waiting. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say I hate to see you guys go.
Why, thank you. Appreciate your call, but you know, it's radio.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. That's why I got out of radio, to tell you the truth.
What do you do now, and are there any openings?
Actually, yes, there are.
That's good. I appreciate your call. Thanks for the thoughts.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Hi, good morning, the Eagle. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I kind of say the same thing. I think it kind of, it's wrong that they're going to change your format and see you guys go.
Well, thank you for the call. We've had a good time. The reason to tell you was just wanted to thank all of you guys for whatever time we've had and whatever we have left. Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Hi there, Eagle. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, it's not just the people in Phoenix here that like you. You're the hold music at where I work. What? We got people calling in all over the country who want to be put back on hold because the music is so good.
That's really neat.
Okay.
But we'll go back to it. We're just playing today just because we can play. That's why.
Well, that's true. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you play me that Friday song?
Oh, sure. I'll get that on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I'll go find that. Thanks for calling.
Cool. Bye.
Okay. Hi, Eagle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I just heard the news this morning on the way to work.
Yep.
Sorry to hear it.
Well, thank you.
Used to listen to Cool FM over 10 years. They went through a lot of changes. Now I finally find you guys, and they pull this kind of number. I think it's wrong, but wish you guys luck wherever you go, and if you get on a good station, I'll follow you there, too.
Hey, appreciate
Thanks.
That one. So just for fun today, we're just jamming oldies, you know, just for fun. Fun, you got to admit it. Jamming oldies, Eagle 96.9, 731. Good morning, I'm Charlie Van Dyke along with Mary Riley. If you've got a dance tune you like or an oldie you like, you can slide that in. We're thinking tomorrow ought to be maybe some of the classic rock and a lot of Dr. Demento cuts. What do you think? That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
A little novelty stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, you know what would be great to hear?
What?
Oh, the woman who was on Saturday Night Live, she's dead now. God love her.
Gilda Radner
live. You know that album? I think there's some things on there that you could play on the radio. Maybe
she had that at home. I think.
Listen and see if she's if any of those bits have anything that you could play on the radio because she loves to cuss. You know, she's just a cusser, or she loved to. God love her. But that would be kind of fun to hear too. I think.
Good. Well, you can let us know what you'd like to hear too at 260-0969. What the heck? It's time to party on, folks. 7:32.
Let's take a look at the roads. See how the party's going out there in traffic. Eric Stevens is here with an update.
Well, things are hopping along, Mary. You betcha. Westbound Red Mountain Freeway, that's where a big party's going on. An accident off left, and folks decided to exchange information like home phone numbers, maybe insurance companies, and all that stuff. We have it all off left at Scottsdale Road. Delays pretty heavy from the 101 freeway, even approaching right up there from Alma School up through that interchange area, and then further delays up through Scottsdale. Even 32nd Street through the State Route 51 is slow getting onto the inner loop. Maricopa delays between Warner and the Broadway curve. Pap to go slow between 67th and 27th Avenue. Sleep America carries the largest selection of name brand beds in the valley. Take any mattress ad to Sleep America and they'll beat the price by 5% or more. Call 269-7000 for the store nearest you. With an eagle eye on traffic, I'm Eric Stevens on the New Eagle, 96.9 All Classic Hits.
Let's figure something out. If P equals the few pounds or so you'd like to see take a flying leap.
And Highway 260 in Payson. Cousin Subs. Better bread, better subs.
Eagle 96.9.
Eagle 96.9. It is 7:37. Charlie Van Dyke and Mary Wiley this morning. Just because we have the transmitter. That's why we're doing it.